Inside Fleener Auditorium, some 25 families vented their frustration with base leadership and private housing contractor Hunt Military Communities. In late October, eight families sued the contractor for damages and mental anguish. One of the plaintiffs, Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Mark Hyatt, told base leadership that he needed help getting out of his home, which has a cracked foundation, pervasive mold, and sewage issues.
I live in a house that is literally killing me. As a military, we are a family. Please interact, defend us, protect us. This is not the way that I want to lead the Air Force.
A worker found sewage 8 inches deep under Mary Beth Pisano's home at Randolph. An independent mold testing company found that there were 66,000 mold spores per square inch. She fled with her family to a rental home off base.
Currently, all of my belongings are still in that house, and I appreciate everyone and all that you guys have tried to do on our behalf. But I feel like there's a failure, and we are like the poster child for that failure.
Base officials touted a new online work order program called Satisfax. It allows the Air Force to track when residents file maintenance requests with Hunt and when they're completed. The program has a built-in survey where residents can rate the quality of work that was done. Richard Trevino of the 502nd Civil Engineering Group says Satisfax gives the Air Force more oversight over Hunt, which has been accused of neglecting repairs.
They cannot just go out there and close work orders like what was assumed in the past. It now becomes very, very structured.
Base leaders also outlined a plan to follow up with families who rate their experiences less than a 3.5 out of 5. After the town hall, JBSA Commander Laura Lenderman said Hunt has improved its performance as the base has taken steps to monitor it.
I think as we're getting better at this, they're getting better too. It's kind of a partnership we're learning as we go.
Military housing became privatized in 1996. The military services were authorized to enter into 50-year leases with private developers to own and operate base housing. In recent years, families across the country have complained about conditions, and lawsuits are pending in several states. I'm Carson Frame in San Antonio.